Hey guys, Dream Makeup here. My night is ending. It was brick cold here in Connecticut. In the US of A, brick freaking cold. Oh my God. Anyway, I just want to make this segment real quick, por favor. Just, probably less than 5 minutes here because I am spent. I'm so tired right now. It's not even funny and I don't even know why. But my whole segment today is going to be about, you know, nothing specific, like as far as like titling, like, I mean, I'll probably title this, you know, whatever kind of title, who cares? I mean, just, it's not that serious, but I want to revisit the, what is that called? The motive and motives that we have in order to seek our success. I think it's so imperative to just keep revisiting why you want to do what you want to do and what is the end goal. But most importantly, I think it's imperative to learn in the moment as you grow and take the opportunity to learn from your leaders, learn from your managers. Listen, you guys know what I feel about bosses and, you know, poor political management. I think it's like the plague of the workforce world, okay? But I do believe there are good leaders out there. There are great managers out there. Whether their approach and, you know, whether they're the way that they do it, what is that word I'm looking for? Whether their systems are, you know, good for you, I don't know. But you just got to take every experience and take all that is good with our leaders and then move it on to the next level. Like, use them. That's what they're there for. Use your leaders in order to, you know, help yourself, you know, step up to your next game. I mean, just for instance, real quick, you know, I've only been in real estate for, you know, this is my second year. And I don't know it all. And, you know, like my manager always says, even though we butt heads sometimes, you know, he does make a lot of points. You know, you can't lose what you don't have and you don't know what you don't know. And although I don't think you should just give away all your business and or tell everybody everything and just be this huge open book. Unfortunately, I am. But, you know, there are some things that I feel that, you know, sometimes you just got to let your ego go, take it in, breathe it in, and just understand what your managers know and know that you need to know that. So, I mean, I don't know if this really made sense, but my whole point of it is that, you know, use your leaders, listen to your leaders, follow their guidance because they've already done it. They've been there and they're in the position for a reason. And we can learn from them so that we can be in those roles and we can step into the shoes that, you know, not them, but us on the level that we're supposed to be, you know, in our divine time. You know what I mean? So anyways, keep going, keep pursuing, keep doing. We're dreamerpreneurs. Listen, we know that we have to work hard in order to obtain our dreams. We know this, people. But that motive is so, I guess I'll segment it this. I will title this, it's all about motive. Because if you lose, check this out, and I'm going to end this here, promise you. If you lose motive, then you lose your dream. If you lose motive, then you lose your successful story. If you lose motive, then you don't have the will and drive and energy to do what you initially wanted to do in order to obtain your dreams. Motive is so important, even in a legality. I'm not going to go there, but I just love law so much because they've really figured us out, whether we think we whether we think we have one up against the government or not. Not going there, not getting into the political thing, not going there. The whole government shut down. Oh my God. Like, I don't even know what's going on. I can't even watch the news. It's just freaking ridiculous. But just remember, I think even, okay, one political statement. I think Trump lost his motive. I really do. I feel like he's a prime example of a successful person who is obtaining his dream, which I watched Oprah. He said he wanted to be president years ago. So he obtained the dream. He obtained success. But I think he's losing sight of his motive. Like, is your motive to be a great president and change and reform and make us better and all the things that make us a wonderful country? Or is your motive to build a wall and, you know, do whatever you got to do? Like, really? What are you going to do? Put a wall against the world? Like, what are you going to do? Put a wall against all of our houses? I mean, you put walls around our body, walls around our hearts and our organs, our souls? Come on. You can't just build a wall and think that everything's going to be fixed. Like, he's losing motive. So take that for what it's worth. You know, no matter what stage you are in your success, even if you're just getting started or if you're already there, you have to keep the momentum up when it comes to your motive so you don't lose sight of why you're doing it. Or else, why are you doing it? Keep dreaming. Hey guys, Dream Makeup here. My night is ending. It was brick cold here in Connecticut. In the US of A, brick freaking cold. Oh my God. Anyway, I just want to make this segment real quick, por favor. Just, you know, probably less than 5 minutes here because I am spent. I'm so tired right now. It's not even funny. And I don't even know why. But my whole segment today is going to be about, you know, nothing specific, like as far as like titling, like, I mean, I'll probably title this, you know, whatever kind of title, who cares? I mean, just, it's not that serious, but I want to revisit the, what is that called? The motive and motives that we have in order to seek our success. I think it's so imperative to just keep revisiting why you want to do what you want to do and what is the end goal. But most importantly, I think it's imperative to learn in the moment as you grow and take the opportunity to learn from your leaders, learn from your managers. Listen, you guys know what I feel about bosses and, you know, poor political management. I think it's like the plague of the workforce world, okay? But I do believe there are good leaders out there. There are great managers out there. Whether their approach and, you know, whether they're the way that they do it, what is that word I'm looking for? Whether their systems are, you know, good for you, I don't know. But you just got to take every experience and take all that is good with our leaders and then move it on to the next level. Like, use them. That's what they're there for. Use your leaders in order to, you know, help yourself, you know, step up to your next game. I mean, just for instance, real quick, you know, I've only been in real estate for, you know, this is my second year. And I don't know it all. And, you know, like my manager always says, even though we butt heads sometimes, you know, he does make a lot of points. You know, you can't lose what you don't have and you don't know what you don't know. And although I don't think you should just give away all your business and or tell everybody everything and just be this huge open book. Unfortunately, I am. But, you know, there are some things that I feel that, you know, sometimes you just got to let your ego go, take it in, breathe it in, and just understand what your managers know and know that you need to know that. So, I mean, I don't know if this really made sense, but my whole point of it is that, you know, use your leaders, listen to your leaders, follow their guidance because they've already done it. They've been there and they're in the position for a reason. And we can learn from them so that we can be in those roles and we can step into the shoes that, you know, not them, but us on the level that we're supposed to be, you know, in our divine time. You know what I mean? So anyways, keep going, keep pursuing, keep doing. We're dreamerpreneurs. Listen, we know that we have to work hard in order to obtain our dreams. We know this, people. But that motive is so, I guess I'll segment it this. I will title this, it's all about motive. Because if you lose, check this out, and I'm going to end this here, promise you. If you lose motives, then you lose your dream. If you lose motive, then you lose your successful story. If you lose motive, then you don't have the will and drive and energy to do what you initially wanted to do in order to obtain your dreams. Motive is so important, even in a legality. I'm not going to go there, but I just love law so much because they've really figured us out, whether we think we whether we think we have one up against the government or not. Not going there, not getting into the political thing, not going there. The whole government shut down. Oh my God. Like, I don't even know what's going on. I can't even watch the news. It's just freaking ridiculous. But just remember, I think even, okay, one political statement. I think Trump lost his motive. I really do. I feel like he's a prime example of a successful person who is obtaining his dream, which I watched Oprah. He said he wanted to be president years ago. So he obtained the dream. He obtained success. But I think he's losing sight of his motive. Like, is your motive to be a great president and change and reform and make us better and all the things that make us a wonderful country? Or is your motive to build a wall and, you know, do whatever you got to do? Like, really? What are you going to do? Put a wall against the world? Like, what are you going to do? Put a wall against all of our houses? I mean, you put walls around our body, walls around our hearts and our organs, our souls? Come on. You can't just build a wall and think that everything's going to be fixed. Like, he's losing motive. So take that for what it's worth. You know, no matter what stage you are in your success, even if you're just getting started or if you're already there, you have to keep the momentum up when it comes to your motive so you don't lose sight of why you're doing it. Or else, why are you doing it? Keep dreaming. Hey guys, Dream Makeup here. My night is ending. It was brick cold here in Connecticut. In the US of A, brick freaking cold. Oh my God. Anyway, I just want to make this segment real quick, por favor, just, you know, probably less than 5 minutes here because I am spent. I'm so tired right now. It's not even funny and I don't even know why. But my whole segment today is going to be about, you know, nothing specific, like as far as like titling, like, I mean, I'll probably title this, you know, whatever kind of title, who cares? I mean, just, it's not that serious, but I want to revisit the, what is that called? The motive and motives that we have in order to seek our success. I think it's so imperative to just keep revisiting why you want to do what you want to do and what is the end goal. But most importantly, I think it's imperative to learn in the moment as you grow and take the opportunity to learn from your leaders, learn from your managers. Listen, you guys know what I feel about bosses and, you know, poor political management. I think it's like the plague of the workforce world, okay? But I do believe there are good leaders out there. There are great managers out there. Whether their approach and, you know, whether they're the way that they do it, what is that word I'm looking for? Whether their systems are, you know, good for you, I don't know. But you just got to take every experience and take all that is good with our leaders and then move it on to the next level. Like, use them. That's what they're there for. Use your leaders in order to, you know, help yourself, you know, step up to your next game. I mean, just for instance, real quick, you know, I've only been in real estate for, you know, this is my second year. I don't know it all. And, you know, like my manager always says, even though we butt heads sometimes, you know, he does make a lot of points. You know, you can't lose what you don't have and you don't know what you don't know. And although I don't think you should just give away all your business and or tell everybody everything and just be this huge open book. Unfortunately, I am. But, you know, there are some things that I feel that, you know, sometimes you just got to let your ego go, take it in, breathe it in, and just understand what your managers know and know that you need to know that. So, I mean, I don't know if this really made sense, but my whole point of it is that, you know, use your leaders, listen to your leaders, follow their guidance because they've already done it. They've been there and they're in the position for a reason. And we can learn from them so that we can be in those roles and we can step into the shoes that, you know, not them, but us on the level that we're supposed to be, you know, in our divine time. You know what I mean? So anyways, keep going, keep pursuing, keep doing. We're dreamerpreneurs. Listen, we know that we have to work hard in order to obtain our dreams. We know this, people. But that motive is so, I guess I'll segment it this. I will title this, it's all about motive. Because if you lose, check this out, and I'm going to end this here, promise you. If you lose motive, then you lose your dream. If you lose motive, then you lose your successful story. If you lose motive, then you don't have the will and drive and energy to do what you initially wanted to do in order to obtain your dreams. Motive is so important, even in a legality. I'm not going to go there, but I just love law so much because they've really figured us out, whether we think we whether we think we have one up against the government or not. Not going there, not getting into the political thing, not going there. The whole government shut down. Oh my God. Like, I don't even know what's going on. I can't even watch the news. It's just freaking ridiculous. But just remember, I think even, okay, one political statement. I think Trump lost his motive. I really do. I feel like he's a prime example of a successful person who is obtaining his dream, which I watched Oprah. He said he wanted to be president years ago. So he obtained the dream. He obtained success. But I think he's losing sight of his motive. Like, is your motive to be a great president and change and reform and make us better and all the things that make us a wonderful country? Or is your motive to build a wall and, you know, do whatever you got to do? Like, really? What are you going to do? Put a wall against the world? Like, what are you going to do? Put a wall against all of our houses? I mean, you put walls around our body, walls around our hearts and our organs, our souls. Come on, you can't just build a wall and think that everything's going to be fixed. Like, he's losing motive. So take that for what it's worth. You know, no matter what stage you are in your success, even if you're just getting started or if you're already there, you have to keep the momentum up when it comes to your motive so you don't lose sight of why you're doing it. Or else, why are you doing it? Keep dreaming.